All right, what's going on? Welcome to Insight with Irv. I have a quick one for us. I just want to get right into it with you. This episode is one that I kind of thought of as I was driving. I think I was leaving the gym. I don't know if I was leaving the gym or if I was grabbing groceries, but I know that I was driving. And I just looked out my window and I noticed just the haste in people, the way that they were driving. I don't know, man. Maybe it's a Florida thing. People drive reckless out here. It's like I almost get into 6 accidents. I don't even like leaving my house. Like if I can work from home all the time, I will. Just because I think we literally have the world's worst drivers. Like I think that's a fact at this point, or at least the country's worst drivers. And that's this. I just learned that people are in such a haste, everyone's in such a hurry, and that happens not just in the driving world, but that's kind of like what brought everything together. But it also happens when we're trying to earn more, when we're trying to be more productive, and when we're trying to get more done. And that's literally the name of today's topic, and that's do less and get more. Now, I know that in the hustle culture, that's not necessarily the case. I know that even me personally, I've in various episodes, I've mentioned, you know, hey, if you want to get more, you got to do more. And there's a time and a place to get your rounds in and to get your reps in. But I think that you want to get quality reps in, right? You don't just want to be doing 1,000 things that isn't going to move the needle, which I think that that's what happens with so many of us when we have no direction of where we're going. We're hoping something sticks and we're doing 1,000 things that's maybe going to move the needle. If it's on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being awful, 10 being we're maxing it out, it literally goes from 1 to 2. Like the name of the game here with leverage is how can we take this thing from a 3 to a 7? How can we take it from a 6 to a 9? That's when we really start to see the gains that you're probably looking to see in your life. And so this is the way that I wrote it down. This is going to be really quick. Your day should be productive with a clear schedule. So most meetings could be a call, and most calls could just be an email, and most emails could just be like a text. Right? That's the way that I see it in my mind. I can't tell you how many times someone says, hey, I have an amazing proposition for you. And I hate when people do this, so please don't be this person. Hey, I have an amazing idea for you. Or hey, I have an amazing business opportunity. And when you get there, you're just thinking to yourself, this could have been a call. Or dude, you could have just texted me with this. Or if you have iMessage, you could have just dropped me like an iMessage on this. Or if it's on social media, you could have just dropped a message on this, kind of breaking it down versus having someone go out and waste your time. I tell you what that does, right? When you don't have a clear schedule and when you don't define to other people what it is that you do, what it is that you don't do, people don't know how to identify what's important to you. So if you don't identify it for them, then everything that they think is to your standard, they're going to bring it to you. And so when you're thinking to yourself, man, I keep attracting this kind of person, or man, I keep attracting people that don't have any money, or I keep attracting people that don't have any ideas, or I keep attracting, it's probably because you haven't displayed a level of standard that they see, okay, as a repellent, or that they're going to see as an attraction. That's really the main thing that your standard should do. Your standard to people should either attract them or it should repel them. Meaning, this is not a person that I am going to be able to do business with because XYZ. This is a person that I want to do business with because XYZ. When you have a clear definition and when everyone knows, okay, don't bother Irv with, let's say, this pettiness, or don't bother Irv if you're not ready to invest, or don't bother Irv if you have a business idea, but you're not willing to put any skin in the game yourself, then that starts to reflect everywhere else where people, we're supposed to get around, hey, don't bother this guy if you're not ready to make a move. Hey, don't bother this guy if you're not serious about what you say. Like, if I'm talking to someone, one of the things that bothers me the most is if I'm talking to you and if you tell me something and you don't follow through with it, even if it's as simple as if I let you borrow my car and you tell me, hey, I'm going to borrow your car and I'm going to return it to you. It's at, let's say, 75% where the gas tank or 3/4 gas tank. If I see that you return it to me at 1/4 and you told me, hey, when I give it back to you, I'm either going to fill it up or I'm going to leave it at 3/4. And it's not back there, you've lost a lot of credibility with me, even if it's that small little thing, right? So my whole thing in my world is if you say something, you better mean what you say and say what you mean, because that translates over into the business world as well when you're trying to deal with clients and they're trying to hand you a lot of money. Number two is you want to go deeper into specific industries. So I was talking with a client of mine about a bunch of opportunity vehicles. This conversation happened about 2 weeks ago. And I asked them, okay, you know, you presented me business A, business B, business C, right? They all look like good opportunities. Of these, which one can you see yourself wanting to learn the most, about? He said, okay, it's gonna be B or C. Okay, cool, let's take A out. Out of business B and business C, which one of these can you see yourself doing the longest, making the most amount of money with the least amount of effort needed? He said, it's most likely gonna be business C. I asked him why, he told me the reasons. I said, okay, based off of everything that you're telling me, we're gonna pick business C. And the reason for that, you're gonna make the most amount of money, least amount of effort. You don't mind investing your time. You don't mind investing your resources. You don't mind sticking in this in the long run. And you don't mind learning about this business and going deep into this business, right? Right, okay, cool. So what the heck are we doing focusing on these other two businesses? And I think that what ends up happening is when we don't get industry specific with, again, you guys hear me talk a lot about this, with skill sets, with market and product knowledge, then you just become a generalist to everyone else. And when you become a generalist to everyone else, when you don't have any specific skills that you can offer someone, what ends up happening is they start to shop you based off of generalities, which is, hey, can I get it from someone else faster and for cheaper? Like, that is the worst thing to be like a part of. Can I get it faster and can I get it cheaper? Like, I feel dirty saying that, especially like about a service-based business, right? So the only way to combat that is, how deep are you willing to go in investing into yourself so that you again are an inch wide but a mile deep. That's the whole name of the game. And this is why when you see a plastic surgeon who works on, let's say, specific body parts, they're going to out-earn the generalist who's just seen people like a revolving door. Is the volume there for the generalist? Yes, but can they pick the price the same way that a specialist can? Absolutely not. And that's because that specialized skill set isn't seen as a commodity, it's seen as what we call an asset to the marketplace. It's important to know. Number three, the less you have to worry about, and the more you have, the more you have to worry about. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, what the heck does that mean? If I have less things on my plate that I have to juggle, less calls to make back, less people to talk to, less products that I have to fulfill, less maybe verticals in my business, especially when starting out, that means that I can dedicate more time to what matters the most. Maybe getting back in front of the most important client that I'm trying to give them an amazing experience, because I know that they have a deep network that if we can wow them, they're going to introduce us to all of their friends so that we can provide them the service that they need that we know how to offer, right? But if you don't know what your ideal client looks like, if you don't know what the avatar looks like, if you don't know who you service, if you don't know much about what you know, or if you have too much that you're working on, right? So you do nails, but you also do, piano lessons, but you also are a dog walker, but you also are a computer programmer, you're going to get beat. Like, I don't even want to say 9 times out of 10. You're going to get beat 10 times out of 10 by the person that's just a bona fide dog walker, by the person who just does nails, eats, lives, and breathes nail designs day in, day out, because they are a specialist. They're getting the reps in. And I know it's contrary to what we think, where we feel like, you know, we're at Epcot, or we feel like we're out there trying to wine test, and we feel like we're out there, okay, let me try all the cheeses, let me try the wines, let me go around Epcot 1 or 2 times. For those of you guys that are from Florida, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? I want to try everything. That's going to work to a certain level, and that's only going to work until you find something that you know you can double down on. Like, you can't take that and convert that into a multi six-figure business or a multi seven-figure business where you're now employing people and you're now leading people, because that translates into, we don't have any direction. Like, what services do we offer? Who do we serve? Like, what's our ideal client look like? What does our marketing look like? And so now you even start to confuse the marketplace. And so, to wrap this all up, because I told you it was gonna be a quick one. Hopefully it's less than 10 minutes. You want to do less in order for you to get more, because the less you do, the more you're able to focus on the things that matter the most. The whole point of moving the lever of leverage is going to, not from a 1 to a 2, that doesn't do anything. That's what most people do. We're trying to go from a 2 to an 8, from a 3 to a 9. That's the name of the game, and that only happens when you have like sharp levels of focus on one or two things at most. So if you found value in this content, as always, consider hitting the subscribe button down below and give us a raving review. If you again found value, leave us a 5-star review. But if not, I will see you in the next episode.